really thrilled to be here at this momentous occasion. Great to see the phrase salvage expand, something that's been supporting traditional music. It's great to see it expand like this. Thank you all for coming down.
Thank you.
actually, you take this mic out of the monitors. This one right here should be in the monitors. I can hear myself. I'm inside. Still in. Oh, there you go. Great. Little thing called Chili Dog. Thank you. play the very first of my tunes that I got to record. I think it was the first. This was on a project called Mule Skinner back in 1974. The great Clarence White on guitar. Shortly before he was tragically killed. But he left his mark on the acoustic guitar world, no doubt. Clarence. This is for Clarence. Opus 54. Thank you. Last June, my daughter Jillian married her love of her life, Justin, and I wrote them a tune for their wedding. And as most of these wedding tunes go, they kind of, you know, romantic. And apparently this paid off because they are now expecting both here this evening. So this is for Jillian and Justin. It's called Newly Wedding. It's a verb. get some towels up here and a little more water. They're just breaking in the place. I'd like to introduce the members of the quintet. You know, I've had a quintet now for about 33 years. All thanks to you folks who keep showing up and enable us to do this. We really appreciate it. And these guys have been with me longer than any other bunch. Pretty much. Especially our bass player. He's entering a new bardo of dogdom. 24 year mark. Two score. He was in a junior high school program. We don't move on to that. He was being detained. So you can hear him on all of our acoustic disc recordings and with the Garcia Grisman band. Thank you, Manny. And he hails from Pacifica, California, not too far from here. Jim Kerwin on the bass. Young man in a coat of many colors. He was working for Dolly Parton a few years ago. And, well, he's been in the band just about almost 20 years. Well, hey, he plays the flute. It's not a traditional bluegrass instrument. But who cares? I like the way it sounded, and I still do. Please welcome from Marin County, California. He has several CD projects. One is called Flute Jazz on acoustic disc, and he's got his latest quartet project that he produced himself of the Matt Eckel Quartet. Next fellow in line here, traveled many miles with his band. He first joined up with us in the 1980s. Of course, that's all a blur now, the 1980s. We had a lot of fun playing all over the place with folks like Sven Asmussen and Stefan Rapelli. And then 5 years ago, he came back to the fold for second tour of duty in dog music. He's great educator, master of space and time from Sonoma County, California, Mr. George Marsh. And on the guitar, we have the newest member of the quintet, a young man who grew up listening to this music, and you can hear it. And he takes it to a different place every night, and they're all very special. And he's doing a powerful job here in dog music on the Martin. Well, that's not a Martin, that's a copy of a Martin. On that good old herringbone guitar. Oh, it's not a herringbone. It's gotten all too technical. On the guitar from Denver, Colorado, Mr. Grant Gordy. Special guests here this evening. I'd like to call up. I write, you know, some of my great moments in music have been in the company of some of the world's greatest fiddle players. People like Stefan Rapelli and Vassar Clements, and also the great Sven Asmussen from Denmark, who made his first jazz violin recordings in the early 30s. And we got a chance to tour and record with Svend in the 80s. And we did an album together called Swingin' with Svend. A tune that I wrote and dedicated to him based on one of his licks that I stole. And I'm very pleased to say that Svend is still swinging today at the age of 93. And to help us play this tune, we've got not one but two fiddle players. We've got the great Alex Hargraves from Pro Dallas, Oregon, and Mr. Billy Kitsaris.
Thank you.
follow that. We're going to get down. So I had the good fortune, I went to NYU in Greenwich Village in the early 60s, and I got to hear a lot of great music, including the Apollo Theater, the great James Brown. That was something else in 1964. About 25 years ago, I wrote a tune dedicated to James Brown. It's the title of an out-of-print CD or LP. You have to look on eBay for this. It's called Acousticity. Thank you. Tunes from the Garcia Grisman. Called the Grateful Dog. We have another special guest here tonight. He's the bass player of the opening act. And I've known him all my life. This is, I can invite Sam Grisman up here.
Thank you.
Steph Rapelli and Tony Rice, Eddie Gomez, back up. We're going to launch a new download-only website called Acoustic Oasis. Looks like it'll be coming October 1st. And one of the projects on there is a complete first session we did with Steph Rapelli and Mike Marshall, Tony Rice, Eddie Gomez, myself, all the takes, all the uptakes, they're all good. You know, they'll only let you release one, so turns out a lot of this stuff didn't get released. It's pretty good, so, and that'll be a new version of the Tone Poems, the complete Tone Poems, about 4 hours of it. All the talking, all the stuff you wish you could have heard, now can hear. Out to Artie and Harriet and Dexter and Ben. It's called 1616.
Thank you.
I'd like to play one from our latest studio recording. It's only about 5 years old. We have some CDs of a double CD of two shows at Janus Alley in Seattle about a year ago, and the Dog's Groove CD, which this next piece is from. I wrote it for my sweet wife Tracy. She's the gal that did the paintings outside, and the painting of Charlie Poole. Saw it in the newspaper yesterday. And a lot of other music portraiture. I believe she has some of her prints here tonight. So this is Tracy's tune. Or Tracy. Thank you. much. It's been a real great evening for us to get to participate in the grand opening of the new freight salvage and land flow. So we'll go back to the early primal days. Play one more for you. Thanks again for coming out. We hope we can come back again. Thank you, Paul Knight. And don't forget to buy all the CDs and posters. Thank you.
Thank you.
you're very kind. But we really were going to come back anyway. Because we're going to have a jam session now with the Deadly Gentlemen. So, come on out here, gents. Dedicate this to Mike Seeger, my dear friend, who we just lost, one of the great champions of traditional music. The sweetest guy you'd ever know. It's called Pigeon Roost.
Thank you. the flute. Billy Contreras on the violin. Alex Hargreaves on the violin. Jimmy Kerwin on the bass. Dominic Leslie on the mandolin. Sam Grissom on the bass. On the mandolin, the man we call Dog, is David Grismack.